This is a Short Girl Rage audio. This content should only be accessed by adults 18 and over. User Short Girl Rage only posts content on the subreddit Gone Wild Audio and or its affiliates or her own profile. This should not be found elsewhere. Here's the audio. Alright girls, let's have a productive track meet. I know we're all hyped for the big competition just around the corner, and I want to see that energy on display today. Now, are you ready to... And what are you two snickering about? Something you want to share with the rest of us? My boyfriend is... Oh god, it's him again.
Motherfucker.
Why does that weirdo keep watching all my practice beats? It's weird.
Such a fucking creep.
And all the other girls keep teasing me and calling him my boyfriend, which is super embarrassing. I'm gonna go give him a piece of my mind. Hey you! You know, it's rude to stare. What the hell are you doing here? Oh, you just wanted to see me? More like you wanted to see my ass in tight athletic shorts? And why do you keep yelling my name during routine training exercises? You're cheering for me? During practice? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You want to make sure I hear? Why? No one else cheers for me? That's ridiculous. I have the best times in the whole school. My personality? Well, I don't care. I'm not in this for anyone else but myself. And besides, having you being the only one cheering for me is really embarrassing. So stop it, alright? Alright, we've been delayed long enough. Let's start the laps. Ready, set, go! And already, I have left all the others in the dust. Man, I'm great. This is my favorite time of day. Nobody else to talk to, no responsibilities, no distractions. Just me, the track, the runner's high, and the quest for self-improvement. Ugh! He's cheering for me again! That's so distracting! And now the other girls are totally gonna make fun of me again when we finish. God, I hate this! I hate him! I just want him to leave me alone! I don't need him. I don't need anyone. God damn it, I don't need you! Stop cheering for- Oh. I think my ankle's twisted. No, it's fine. I'll be able to make it to the nurse's office on my own. I said it's fine! I don't need your help. Wait, what are you- What? Are you bridal carrying me? No, stop. Everyone's looking at us. Didn't you hear me? I said let go. Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me right now, you pervert. I'll kill you. I fucking swear I'll fucking kill you. Put me down now. Put me down. Just you wait. Later, you're gonna be fucking dead. I swear to you. Ugh. You came all the way to the nurse's office after school to visit me. I'm flattered. Don't you have anything better to do? First, you carried me all the way here in the most embarrassing way possible. Now you're the only one visiting me. Yeah, the only one. Nobody else showed up. It's not sad. They're probably just all preparing for a big get-well-soon gift. Yeah. Or at least a card or something? Okay, yeah, they probably aren't. But why should they? I'm not of any use to them with a broken ankle. Yeah, broken, not twisted. I can't put any weight on it or I'll totally ruin the healing process. Of course, even if I do everything right, I won't be able to attend the competition. I'm the team's star runner. Everyone's expectations were on me. And now, I can't even run. And the doctors don't know if I'll ever be able to run again. And it's all your fault. If you had just minded your own business, I wouldn't have been distracted, and I wouldn't have fallen over. Why do you have to do this? Why do you keep doting on me like this? I don't care if we used to be friends. That was a long time ago. We were just kids. We aren't the same people we were back then. I'm my own person. I've moved on from back then. Why can't you do the same? Why can't you just leave me alone? Why did you do this to me? That wasn't fair. You didn't do this. I'm the idiot who tried to turn mid-stride. I'm the idiot with no friends. I feel like we've done this before. Me crying, you holding me all reassuringly. Yeah, that's right. I used to get bullied a lot in elementary school, and you would always be there to make me feel better. But then I started running, and I got really good. And people stopped bullying me. They even said I was cool. So I kept running. I practiced and practiced until there wasn't anyone who could run faster than me. But that meant I didn't have time to see you anymore. We stopped being friends. That's why I was so surprised to see you still following me. I mean, when was the last time we even talked? Rather than you screaming, "Yeah, go you," like an idiot. That's the reason why I found you so distracting. Just having you around made me remember things I'd rather not. Who I used to be. What happened to me before. What I've lost. I think I miss you. You're still holding me. I didn't say to let go. You're so warm. How long has it been since the last time anyone's really held me? I don't want to let go of you. I don't want to let go again. I don't have any other friends, and I can't even stand on my own anymore. I'm afraid to be alone. I don't want to be alone anymore. Now that I understand what it's like, I don't ever want to be alone again. Being alone is the worst feeling in the world. Thank you for being here for me. Not just now, always. You've always been there for me, and I didn't appreciate it. And look where it got me. Hey, can I kiss you? I don't know, it just feels like the right thing to do. Oh, wow. That felt way different than I expected. No, it was good. It was really good. My entire body shook. It's been forever since I felt any kind of real intimacy. It felt nice. I'm so happy. Even though I'm hurt and lost, and I have no idea what to do with myself now, I'm being held by you. Makes me so happy. I want you. I'm sure. I want you. I want to feel you as close to me as two people can be. Because I'm afraid of losing you too. I know it doesn't make any sense to worry about that when you've been chasing me for so long, but you underestimate just how good I am at driving people away. If you really want to be with me, please, please do this for me. I just need to know that I'm... Thanks. Help me take my shirt off. Just a sports bra. Sorry. I wasn't exactly expecting this would happen today or ever. If you just let me take it off. Ta-da! I know they're small. You weren't gonna say anything? Bullshit. I know I've never been a good-looking girl. I... Don't touch them. I told you I'm sensitive about them. Not that kind of sensitive. Well, I guess I am that kind of sensitive there, too. But... Don't lick them. That's gross. Why are you playing with them so much? They're not cute. I'm not cute. I'm not. I'm just a skinny track girl who, with no curves and a lousy personality. Stop calling me cute. It makes me feel so strange. You licked my pussy through my track shorts? They haven't even been cleaned. They're all still sweaty. Don't praise my smell, you creep. How could you think my dirty gym shorts smell nice? Because it's my smell? That's... gosh, stop. Wouldn't you rather taste me directly? Okay, then get off me. Let me take my shorts off. Well, there is my pussy. You're the first guy to ever see it. It isn't weird, is it? Oh, you're playing with it. Oh, does it feel good? I don't really know. It feels so strange. Like, it's a sort of sticky feeling. And warm. And you sticking your fingers inside feels... Well, like having something stuck inside of me. Weird and unnatural, but... Oh, I don't think it's bad. No, you didn't hurt me. I think that was my clit. There was a little shock of pleasure through my entire body. It was just really sudden. You can touch it again if you like. No, I want it. Oh my god. I didn't know it was possible to feel this good. No. I don't masturbate all that much. I practice every day, so I'm usually tired by the time I get home. But your fingers are going faster and faster. It feels incredible. Oh, both your fingers are pumping into me so fast and hard. Oh, your thumb and your mouth are both on my clit. It feels like something's growing in my core. I think I'm gonna come. There's so much pressure inside of me, waiting to explode everywhere. Keep doing that, please. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. That It's the first time I've ever come in front of a guy. I made such a mess. Was I really that pent up? You've been looking at me like that for a while now. Do you really find me attractive? I don't get you, but thanks. I want you inside me so badly. If you really think I'm pretty, that would make you feel good, right? I want you to feel good too. As an apology for everything. I read in the magazine once that having the girl on top is the least painful way to lose your virginity, but I can't put any weight on my legs, so, please be gentle with me. Yeah, I'm scared. Don't stroke my face like I'm a blushy girly girl. Because I don't know how to respond when you do. You aren't just saying that? You really do love me, don't you? I don't understand you at all, but I'm really happy right now. It's okay. You can put it in me now. I'm ready. This. There's so much inside of me. Is this what sex is like? Oh, I can't even describe it. It feels like I feel like my stomach's about to burst. You're inside of me. I've never let someone get close to me before. But now a guy's inside of me. Oh, there's so much. I feel like my abdomen must be bulging. Am I ready? Oh my god, there's more. I'm gonna feel more. Oh, just do it already. You've already... Oh, look. I'm gonna rip. You're tearing me up. Don't tell me I'm okay. I'm not okay. I'm... You really think kissing is gonna make all my problems go away? I'll come down here. Because I want to hold you. Oh, your body is so warm. Oh, so steady. Oh, so reassuring. When I'm holding you like this, I can almost believe that I deserve this. You pick me up? You're the one holding me now? You're a lot stronger than you look. Oh, I love this. We're both holding each other so close. And we're looking into each other's eyes. Oh, so I can see how warmly you're looking at me. Hey, what do I look like right now? Like an innocent girl? Really? I didn't think it was possible for me to look like that. Please, keep holding me. Keep holding me. back on the bed. You're pounding into me so rough. You're afraid you'd drop me when you came? That's considerate of you, but it doesn't explain why you're pounding me so fucking hard. I feel too good to stop. I guess I must be pretty tight, being an athlete and all. It's because of me? Oh god, is everything a chance for cheesy lines with you? I feel so warm inside. Oh, so warm. And so loved. And so strong. Oh, you're totally gonna break me. Oh, my legs are totally flailing helplessly up above you as you just slam into me over and over and over again. Oh, am I really driving you that crazy? Stop saying that. I'm not used to being told that yet. Don't say it's true, like it's some excuse. My heart isn't ready. I love you too. I love you. I love you so much. I'm sorry I left you. Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I always yell at you just for caring about me. Every time I saw you, these feelings I didn't know how to handle would come welling up inside me. And everyone would start treating me differently and lash out because I'm a lousy, no good person. I hate that. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be the girl who can be honest with her feelings. Oh, please, just break that bitch with your cock and make her into a girl who's worth loving. Oh, you're too good for me. Oh, I love you. The pressure in my gut's so strong. I think I'm gonna come again. Are you close? I can't tell. Your cock's been going crazy inside of me this whole time. It's okay. I want it inside me. I want to make you feel good. I want to make you feel good the way I should have been, instead of yelling at you and insulting you and... Please finish inside me. Please finish inside me. Oh, please come for me. I'll come for you, I promise. I'm so close. Come inside me already. I want it. I want it so bad. Jeez, you came so much inside me. Haven't you been jerking off? It's hard to think dirty thoughts when you're busy worrying about the girl you like. Thanks. Okay, everyone. Are we all ready to practice? The coaches all expect great things from us someday, so... What? My boyfriend's here? Of course he is. He never misses my practice meets. I'm gonna go say hi. Hey! It's good to see you. I'm sorry I missed you. Sorry Being in rehab took so much of my time. I'm really happy you waited for me. Yeah, sometimes my ankles get sore, and my times have plummeted since before the injury, but I'm back. I can run again. And now I can run happily, knowing someone is watching over me. thank you for being there for me. I'll see you after practice. I love you. Okay, everyone, let's all do our best. Ready, set, go!